There's a discussion in Chazal in the Mefarshim on whatever happened to the Shivrei Luchos, the broken Luchos. Were they put into their own Aron, or were they put together, the Shivrei Luchos were put together with the regular Luchos, like the Gemara and Bracha seems to say, make sure you treat the Shivrei Luchos properly. They still have the Kedusha, and they were put together with the Aaron, with the regular Aaron Kodesh. So nevertheless, so all agree, it seems, that at least originally, the Shivrei Luchos were not buried, they were put into an Aaron. So the question is, why weren't they buried? Or should they be buried? In other words, I was asked, but we know the halacha is that when you have a pasul sefer Torah, we bury a pasul sefer Torah. So just like we bury a pasul sefer Torah, why weren't the Shivrei Luchos buried? Especially if there's a measure that says that the letters went off and there was nothing left. So there's a Gemara in Ksuvis. So let's assume, let's understand the halacha a little bit of a sefer Torah shepasul, whether it's left in the Aron. When do you bury a sefer Torah? And when do you bury a sefer Torah which is pasul, and when do you leave it in the Aron? So in the Gemara in Ksuvis, Yutes Amabez, it seems to say it's usher to leave a pasul sefer Torah in the Aron more than 30 days. In other words, I guess the assumption being if you could fix it within 30 days, well, I'm sure 30 days might be lav dafka, but if you could fix it and it takes you 45 days, then I'm assuming you could keep it. But it says 30 days. If you could fix it within 30 days, you could keep it. If not, you should bury it. I guess if it's not fixable, I'm assuming 30 days means. So there's a famous debate between the Noda B'Yehuda and the Binyan Tzion on what do you do with a pasul sefer Torah. So the Noda B'Yehuda writes that you should bury a pasul sefer Torah, like we see from the Gemara in Suvis. Number one, because it could lead to nikshol. In other words, number one, learning from it, you might maybe you'll say Hashem Acher instead of Hashem Echad. But also, that's a discussion if you wane from a pasul sefer Torah yotze. I mean, there's a machlokes rishonim, the Rambam against the Rambam, and the Tshuvas Rambam he seems to say yotze. Well, in the Mishnah Torah, and others say you're not yotze. So let's assume if it's a problem if you assume you're not yotze, and certainly not lechatchila. So you might end up using the pasul sefer Torah. And secondly, the Noda B'Yehuda writes, Aron Kodesh are made for kosher sefer Torah, not for pasul sefer Torah. So the two reasons why Noda B'Yehuda says you should bury it and not leave it in the Aron. The Gemara in Brachos says the Shivrei Luchos will put together with the Luchos. So we see there's not a problem. So the Noda says, no, there's a big difference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to put the Luchos in there. He had reasons why he didn't want you to bury the Luchos. But by Aron Kodesh, that's just made for kosher sefer Torah. That's the conclusion of the Noda B'Yehuda, that you should bury a sefer Torah because you might come to use it and make a mistake. And the Shivrei Luchos cannot be compared to the Sifrei Torah. And then you have, on the other hand, you have the Binyan Tzion, who takes a different approach. He says, number one, in fact, maybe it depends. Number one, he says you have the option of burial. He doesn't deny that, but he says, the Noda B'Yehuda seems you're obligated to bury it. So the Binyan Tzion perhaps makes a difference between what type of sefer Torah pasul. Like if you have a mistake and then you're going to learn the wrong thing or lane the wrong thing, you have different words in there, a real mistake, different meanings of the words, whatever it is. So then he says, maybe you should bury it. But if it's just a case where it's ripped, let's say a letter like is cracked, in other words, more technical local Hilchas Sefer Torah halacha. It's not like changing the meaning. So then he says that you could leave in the Aron Kodesh, like we see by the Shivrei Luchos. So the Binyan Tzion seems to connect the Shivrei Luchos are like a Pasul Sefer Torah, and the Noz Yehuda thinks they're not. This could be the Machokas Yerushalmi Bavli, and if you hold the Shivrei Luchos had their own Arons, I mean, the Shivrei Luchos, so you can't, and you're comparing the two, so you can't put a Pasul Sefer Torah into Aron Kodesh. If you assume the Shivrei Luchos were put in, so then you can. And then according to Yehuda, maybe even then you can't, because that was a special tzivoy by the Luchos, but not by the Sefer Torah. And therefore, that's the Shaila about leaving a Sefer Torah that's puzzle in a Aron Kodesh. And that's, and then even if you want to say that you have to bury a puzzle Sefer Torah like the Noda Yehuda, so the Luchos, the Noda Yehuda is different because that was the Siva, but also for the reason doesn't apply. The reason the Noda Yehuda is concerned with is, well, two things, but at least one of the things will be that not an issue. His concern is you might make a mistake. If the Shivrei Luchos is nothing to make a mistake on, so therefore there's no concern, and therefore well, Maskana, the Shivrei Luchos seem to be put in Aron. They weren't buried. And as well, we needed the Shivrei Luchos, or the Luchos later on, because Shlomo HaMelech put it in a special vault in the bottom of the Beis HaMikdash in order that for Bayisheni, when we didn't have the Luchos, so therefore, the Luchos are the things, the Mishkan HaEdus, it's the Luchos that created the Kedusha, so therefore, we needed the Luchos for later on in order to Makadesh the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni.